Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How is lads? How's it going? So I'm delighted to be back with my lovely husband. You left me for one episode. You just really left me for 3 weeks.
100%, yeah.
Yeah. So if anybody listens to the NI City Running Club episode, you will hear me saying, do you know what I mean? 100% and yeah. 9 million times with me nerves, and Sean just isn't letting the 100% thing go. So
don't
yeah.
even, because I thought you were going to bring up the raffle. So no.
Right, so
no.
I'm very insecure over the fact that I keep on saying 100%, but little do we know, Sean done his first ever collab on Instagram.
Now people know this already, but go on, tell them again.
Raven Raffles. You could join and you could get a raffle ticket to win a jungle gym or a jet ski. Couldn't you, Sean?
All for the price of €2.
Sean promised me that if I ever get sick again, he's going to dig the videos.
I tried to look for it. It's not there.
You're lying.
I promise you, because Raven Raffles still have a page. So I was like, when was that mentioned? So I clicked into it.
Well, I can go all the way back to 2018 in my archives, and that was well after 2018.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't really go into the archives, but I know the dates I have to go back to. So I'll probably do that again if you ever get sick again. But it's Thanks not so looking much. Likely. So
no, look, I'm sitting here hoping so we can get the videos. I'm touching wood. Una, I don't want it.
Father Stephen.
Father Stephen and everybody in between. How are you?
Good. I love how you're saying how are you as if this isn't like part two because we're still in the recording studio from the last one.
We never left. No, we did go outside for some vitamin D and fresh air, but Sean actually got a different type of vitamin D the other day and failed to tell me.
What are you fucking laughing at, Ian? So let me tell you something, the both of you, all right? Let me tell you something. So I have a hickey on my neck, but I didn't know I'm on a vampire. I was going down to this person I was texting for a few weeks.
Right, hang on a minute. No, because you're speeding ahead of yourself.
No, because I have the story. Go on. What did you
want to
say?
I want to say, why did you get invaded and not tell me straight away? You kept this vital piece of information from me for days and days.
No, because it was all in front of your eyes, but you couldn't see it on the stories. It was always there. And I go to my
Were you leaving Easter eggs on your stories for us
no,
to figure
wasn't.
It out?
Stop it, you. No. Right, so...
He's getting nervous now. Oh. Right, so if you're watching or if you're listening, mister... Don't be listening.
Because he's hoofing around with something on a leash. But let me tell you. So there was this man that was texting, and this was from Grindr. Yeah, I had a Grindr hookup, and that's okay because I was texting for a few weeks. So I basically felt like I was on a date with him. Right. So he's Brazilian, and I was like, oh, he's very masculine in that photo. I was like, love a masculine man, me.
Right.
No. XXL his name was. I said, ooh. No, no, because I was like, oh Jesus, I ran before I could walk. I said, no, it's been months. So let me get
so
into
excited.
It. So he's texting, he's like, hey, I was sorry, and out of him.
Did he contact you first?
Yeah, obviously he
You're like, yeah, look at me.
I'm blonde haired and blue eyed.
Oh, you're like the Aryans. Hitler would have loved you as well.
Who?
Hitler.
Who's shut up? Let me tell you something again, Carly Mahady. All right, I'm speaking, so let me tell you. So there I was, chugging down the road in the car, listening to some sing songs. What was I listening to? Jazz on the dance floor. Got there and he was like, here's the code. I said, now also, ma, I haven't told you the story yet, but I will tell you before this comes out, so I just love you and don't be in disgust. So 3 codes to get into this man's apartment. I said, ah, hardly. I couldn't get in. And he's like, will you get me a 7-Up on the way? So it's bitter out. No, it's bitter out, bitter out. I'm in me Nike gear, obviously, because I was like, I'm not getting that up because this take me as I am.
I like a Nike tech on a man. I think it's sexy.
So I was like, hello. And he was like, what? So first card, got in, all G. Second card, got in, all G. Tour card, no, not a hope in hell. Couldn't get in.
Wait, fucking Fort Knox, where did you go to see
it
this
man? It was
down
at the Grand Canal beside like the Borgash, very fancy now.
Right, oh, right, now, got money.
I was like, is he gonna, hello, I'm just standing outside. I was like, no, people are gonna, I was like, maybe Beyonce, people are gonna spot me. I said, I'm gonna be spotted being a hero. I was like, it's not even a walk of shame just yet. So he was like, what? I was like, the code. And he's like, it works. And I was like, well, just come and get me. I was like, please, because I'm at the end.
Retrieve me.
I look like I'm trying to rob the place. I said, I'm being a very bad robber here. I'm throwing the code in 9 times. So we got in, got up there, right? So I'm thinking on getting a lovely masculine Brazilian man that was about 6'3" because he only had like the one or two photos up, and I was like, he takes a photo very well, and I was like, he's gonna clap to the head off me, that's what I want.
Gorgeous.
So no, gorgeous nothing. So rocking, no, he is a lovely man, don't get me wrong, but rocking to the room, boom, boom, feel like a big balloon. Sit down as if I'm in the bowl chair, like super nanny put me down for 5 minutes. He's like, right, I'll be back now in a minute.
When you
I
go said, to
right,
a fella's house for the first time, you're sitting like a pencil,
like a big shit, pen, like a big pen. So there I was sitting there, and I said, no, I'm going to obviously be an FBI scoping around. So now, lo and behold, me peripheral vision catches something out of the left of my eye. I said, what is it? A Lilo and Stitch teddy like yours?
I would love
no,
him.
No, no, because I'm like, I want a masculine man. I was like, where's like WWE posters or something?
Is that what you claim to be masculine? Yeah. Wrestling?
The old chokehold, tap me out. I wouldn't have tapped out. I'm going blue. You know what I mean? Kind of thing. Tap me out, tap me out. So I was like, oh, brilliant. So I said, no. And he walks in with no top on. I said, oh, there's a Mickey Mouse tattoo on your shoulder. I said, brilliant.
I love him.
No, I, yeah, right, but let me get to it. So then I'm looking at the creams. He had more creams than Arnott's. I said, no, not a hope in hell. I was looking at them and I said, ah, oh, brilliant. Coco, Mademoiselle, number 5, body butter for your elbow and hands. I said, not one bit masculine here. I said, I want a man in sneakers, right? So right. I was like, no roughage, no ready, nothing. Then I'm like, there's a Revlon spray, all one. I said, he's a hairdresser. I said, it has to be, has to be. Then I took a swift left and there's a Louis Vuitton bag there. And the Louis Vuitton bag.
And then you were kind of going, money, maybe.
No, I was like, how the fuck do I jump off the top of a penthouse? I said, please. I said, pumping bass signals out from me vape. I was like, no, please. Then I'm looking around and then I see a Victoria's Secret body butter as well. I said, no. I
like
said,
Jack Swift in the apartment?
Like Jacqueline Swift. I said, now I did fleece a bit of Dior eye cream because I was very tired now.
Pretty
I said,
puffy
didn't
on that
even
DR.
Start. As the door closes, lo and behold, a little miniature laboratory made Pomeranian comes in. So I'm like, yeah, I'm getting XXL feminine Brazilian, right? So I said, oh, brilliant. I said, this is going against everything that I want.
I
said, I'm just going to have to go through it. I was like, it's been months.
It's content,
then,
Sean, at the end of the day, though.
It's content right now for people, yeah, but my pussy pipe's killing me still, all right? But let me tell you something, all right? So the dog comes in, and I was like, oh, slippers coming through the door. And he's like, that's my dog. I said, oh, I said, that her tongue was the same size as me, baby, now. Like that, she was. I said, no. I said, she only up from a nap. Her breath stinks and she needs a pedigree stick. So there she is. I said, you're going to have to get her out if you're going to try to do something. I said, it's bad enough. I have to look at your Lilo and Stitch teddy, your body butter. I said, everything in my head's going 90, my ADHD is trembling. So the dog gets booted out. And he's like, shush, because someone's next door. I said, what do you mean? I thought you live here. He's like, no, their next door to receive. I said, ah, no. I
next
said,
door was in the same apartment as the neighbours.
Next door as in the kitchen and the studio part of whatever it was. I said, ah, no. So he comes back with a punnet of grapes. I said, ah, brilliant. I said,
like
he's got
Vesuvius it. Coming into the room with no, a punnet of grapes.
Punnet of grapes. He's like, baby, you want? I said, baby. I said, don't call me baby. I said, Mark calls me baby. I said, it's red. I said, no. So I didn't know where to look. I said, I'm looking at cream. I'm looking at a little bag for a dog. And the dog wasn't there. I was still thinking that my ADHD was trembling.
Yeah.
Right. So then getting to it, having an nervous breakdown, telling the story. Lo and behold, whips that out. I said, not a hope in hell is that going near me.
What did he whip out?
He whipped out that middle leg.
Oh,
he ripped out that middle leg and I said, that is going nowhere.
Because you use weapons and all, so I didn't know what you were talking
weapons
about. Yeah.
I said, do you have a popper? Like to loosen me up? I said,
oh,
he
shit.
Said, no popper. I said, oh, mommy, I said, please. I said, Samaritans, is that you? I need help. Someone call me, please. No, right. So there we are, going out. And he's like, just breathe. I said, don't keep telling me to just breathe. I'm having a full on scrap of him in the bed. I said, no. I said, you're going to need to stop. I can't, not that you are. Has like two pipes.
So the Sean!
the one pipe is like you have to like inch.
There's
inch,
two parts
in
of it. What? Sorry, now you've lost me because I've only
well,
one.
Mind that tie, I have two pipes, all right?
Okay.
So I was like, can we just watch a Disney movie now? I know what you're into. I said, please rub me with body.
Turn on Lilo, quick.
I said, give me some body butter and just give me a bit of cream. I said, and bring the dog back in. I said, fuck
bring
this
the dog
shit.
Back in.
Bring that.
Call it off.
I thought it was a dust bottle coming through. I said, ah, oh, he doesn't clean his apartment. It's a laboratory dog. Right. So I'm getting ripped apart. I said, no, this isn't going to work. And I said, if you keep telling me to poxy breed, I said, I mean it. I said, how about you bend over and I shove me phone up your ass? I said, and just tell you to keep breathing. And he's like, oh, you crazy, loco, loco. I said, is that even Brazilian? I said, what? And I said, no, I'm pastiva. I'm a bottom, I said, but I'm very gentle, I said, but just
I'm
keep
very
going.
Very gentle, rub me, tell me I'm lovely.
Right? So then he's like, right, break, break. He's like, oh, he's like, Dougie. I said, no. I said, on the bed, like Maria, I said, you want? I said, no, Maria Mercedes. I said, not a hope in hell. So I'm being ripped asunder here. I said, no, please, miss Sarah. I said, you need to take it slow. It's been a while. I said, I feel a pile coming on. I said, please, miss Sarah, take it easy. Just breathe again.
What's going on in this room?
No, this is what's happening, and this is the sex story everyone's getting, right?
Oh my God, me pots are gone.
Yeah, pots. Yeah, pots are gone. I don't even have a pipe back there. I don't even have a pipe. Don't have a cheek. Don't have nothing. It's stitched up forever now. Oh no, I said, I'm done. I said, never again will I ever jump straight into it. He missed out a few X's on that. He said XXL. He should have put another 9 X's on top of it because it was like a baby's arm. I said, no, not today, mister. So then he's like, oh, your neck. I said, what, Jamie, me neck? He only literally nibbled like my own vampire, nibbled on my neck for a second. And I was like, that'd be fine. I said, no. I was shooing him away. I said, not hoping hell. I said, I have to do a bit of content on the stories. I said, no one can see that. I rose up out of the bed like Charlotte rose up out of bed from Paris to open tier one from the door for the fresh towels. And I looked in and lo and behold, there's about 9 bruises on my neck. I said, no, not today. I jabbed him into the neck. I said, are you for poxy real? So I'm having a scrap with this man I never met when he spoke to him over the thing. The dog burst through the door. I don't know how, because one of our steps is 9 horse steps. That's how small she was.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, oh. I said, what the fuck you have to do? They're like a vampire. But I'm speaking too fast for him. So he's just like crazy. Just kept smiling, laughing. I said, oh, please. And then he puts his fucking socks on and then puts them flip-flops on, you know, with the toe bit in the holder. And he's caught on. And I said, no. And he's like, right, we go for a smoke on, Doc. And he eyes pumped me here. And I said, right, let's go. I said, have you got any painkillers? I said, mister, I said, anything. He didn't have a poxy popper. I wasn't getting a painkiller. So there we are going. And he's like, don't put the nightgear on. Ah, brilliant. He look after me. No.
Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch. Worse. He takes out his sister's pajamas that are black silk and you have to button them from the bump up. Gives me the socks and he's like, now, there you go. I'm walking down to have a smoke with this man.
You didn't put them pajamas
in the dark
on.
With black silk pajamas on, with me vape hanging out me thing and the dog's breath burnt a hole in me face. So lo and behold, I have a hickey on me neck. The dog's breath is honking. I'm in silky pajamas at his sister's and he's telling me to just breathe. I couldn't walk. I was like, no, someone needs to ring the hospital and get the crutches back because I can't. So I got ripped asunder, right? No, and he's like, will you drop me to me massage appointment? I said, what do you mean? He's like, massage. I said, too late. I said, no, I have to go.
What
I got
time
a taxi.
Was this in the day?
I'm not telling you, mind your business, right? Okay. So anywho, that's him. And never to be seen again. You will never see me again. That was too big.
I just don't know how you went. You went from being like, now I want a masculine man to walking down the stairs holding a chihuahua in a pair of silk pajamas.
Yeah, obviously. Like, that's the whole fun of the story.
I know, but I thought you would have pulled in the brakes and gone, no, do you know what? I'm just not going to do this. Now Sean's traipsing behind this XL bully of a man in a pair of silky pajamas with his little Toto.
No, I love your eyes. I said, yeah, well, I'm very sad now. I was like, no. Just breathe. So, tell me to breathe one more time. I'm breathing since 28 years of my life. Fuck off. Keep telling me to breathe.
I thought you were going to tell me about you getting your hip tucked and it was wonderful and that there was going to be a whole new...
So the tattoo is getting removed off my lip. I don't want my hip broken. I just want to be left alone, okay, lads?
So if anybody gets a message off a little XXL on Grindr, run away.
Run the fuck away, all right? So that was that. Me sitting on the dock, vaping away with your mentor vape. And the dog tried to jump off the dock. I said, she's gone. Gone with the wind, like Mary Poppins flying into the sky. And then, yeah, just went home.
Did you keep the pajamas?
I didn't, me fuck.
I'm raging you didn't. That didn't me fuck.
No. And then I was like, oh, do you know what? Like, because it wasn't that bad. I was like, we're getting along. Maybe he is very masculine in bed and maybe he's just very soft. I was like, maybe it's a win-win.
No, Sean.
I was like, maybe.
You are dickmatized at that stage. Like, you
obviously.
Just...
So then I saved his number in the car as D4 Big Dick. That's what I saved it in. And I was like, no, I don't even remember what I was gone. I said, no. Ping. Hola, baby. Nah, block. No, I didn't. But I just couldn't be going back there. I'll just have to send him a voice note. Your dick is too big. It ripped me apart.
Are you going to do that before this podcast releases in case the man listens?
Yeah.
And hello to you if you do listen.
And now, guys, you didn't need an embarrassing sex story to be sent in. We'll keep them for next week because that is mine.
Oh my God, Sean, you actually had to give me the fear a little bit. Like, I wanted me hip broken.
I deleted all them apps because never again.
Grindr will never
and
be
And I wouldn't even mind.
Again.
I don't even reply to you half the time. So, do you know what it took me to reply to this man? And I was like, yeah, because like his English is very good.
Yeah.
Conversation was like, he just doesn't like get to Irish people the way we do. Do you know what
do
I mean?
Do you, my yeah, so it was it, just like cross and translation.
So I was like, no, you're drowning the life out of me. So I was like, is what it is. But no, lo and behold, there we are. Bing.
Well, I'm happy that you got the back axle took out, yeah, anyway, because I really feel like...
Probably will go for round twos, but we'll probably have to stop off at a sex shop to get poppers just to loosen me up that bit more, okay?
I'm so happy. Now,
there we go. Ian, are you all right with that one?
Okay. Ian is purple to sweats pelting now from sitting here, and I don't know whether it's because he's embarrassed for Sean or whether he's jealous. I don't know which one it is.
And I was going to come on and tell you on my stories, and I'm surprised you didn't see it. Hickey, maybe you see it, but you didn't say it to me. But I thought it'd be better for the podcast. I'm not start going around saying I'm a hero because it's been months.
Oh my god, that's had to make me whole and tired. I wish I had something for, like that for you. I haven't.
Do you not have any funny ones for us?
Watch any funny sex stories? No, Sean, my life is tragic. They're
no,
all
no
actually,
honey stories.
No honey stories. I hope I have a honey story for you soon. You'll be the first to fucking hear about it as well, because I'll be as surprised as you are.
Yeah,
fuck's
so
sake.
That's that.
Oh my god, thank you so much for gracing us with that story.
You're welcome. Should have probably got to hospital to do an ultrasound on my pipe yesterday as they were doing it on my neck, shouldn't I have? Hey, check that, will you? Oh, so babies in there, please help me, help
now
me.
Now you're pregnant.
I am me pie pregnant.
I think you are.
No, I went for the
you have a glow
pills.
Off. Yeah, after that, right?
I'm Hugsy's man.
I'm scared.
Me ma's kicking me out.
Oh my god, your mother's gonna listen to this, Sean.
Yeah, I know, but she already knows the story.
And I thought I was graphic. You're graphic.
Oh, was I graphic in that? I don't think what? I was. Maybe I should just go out being a hero again.
Oh, just do you know what? For content, 100%.
No, lads, I'm never again. Never again.
Oh, I love you.
I'm going to have to go to China because apparently they have microscopic Mickey, so I'll go over there. They won't damage me.
I'm sure a few Dublin ones have microscopic guns as well that you could actually...
Yeah, I'm sure you know many of them because you told me about some of them. So let's get into that, Carly.
Why oh, we would won't, you do will we not? Me like that? It is true, though. Yeah, I have experienced...
many a men, yeah, who are.
This,
yeah, oh, back at
I
you.
I look like
oh, 100%.
Oh, well, I've never had someone tell me I look like a so enjoy that. You're the hero in this
I'd
room.
I'd rather be called a than what that man called you in the 4x4, what did he call you?
A little evil
yeah,
looking
exactly.
thing.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather be called a fuck than an evil looking
thing.
You
know thing. What? I have to say, that's after sticking with me because it's so true.
No, wait to see me now sending photos of Lilo and Stitch later on. Hey, Carly.
Stop. Oh my God, you should go back down to and bring my big Stitch.
That's fine. So there you go, Carly. You know the ins and outs of my sex life alongside
everyone
else.
No, the ins and outs of you after that segment, for fuck's sake. Never mind
sore,
that.
Very
now.
Sore. But anything happening with you, please? I'm very tired. Will you talk for me?
So there's nothing actively happening in my life, ever. Because I'm absolutely putrefied, petrified of men.
I think you're very busy, but go for it. Oh, you mean with men?
With
right,
men?
Go.
No,
go
on, I'm very busy in general, not with men. I wish I was very busy with men. No, do you know what it is, Sean? I just can't fancy anybody anymore. Do you know what it is? See what the way I was on my little Healy Helen journey and all the whole lot.
You are on?
I'm still on, still obviously. On. But like, whereas before I was able to overlook things and people, maybe this is going to be a bit of a red flag thing. Like, before I was able to overlook things and people, and I'd be like, oh, do you know what? It's not that bad. Like, you'd get on with something like that. Now, if a fella so much as fucking braids, no, not braids the wrong way. That's ridiculous. Because I'm actually not one of these young ones that has all them magic show people like, oh, him tying his shoes. I feel sick. Like, people are human beings. They have to human.
What about that man that was having to human beside you in Tesco when he was just humanly breathing?
You know what?
Yeah, no, what about that, Carly?
Sean.
No, let me tell you, Carly, what about that?
He wasn't humanly breathing. He was breathing down my ear canal and down onto me diddy. I felt the heat on me nipple off from breathing. It wasn't funny. Like, it actually wasn't funny. And I was like, there's no need for this man to be this close to me. I'm like, I was like, oh, I didn't know whether I was horny or not. And I was like, no, he's way too close to me. And I was thinking, like, see the way me and you would have a good gauge of personal space. Where was his? Does that's what I'm saying. Oh, should everybody not have kind of like a similar idea on how to human? No?
No, the French definitely don't poxy have it because they're real folks.
But they're a different culture and they're a different type of people. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean even Irish people, like as regards like manners and shit, we were talking about this earlier on. Like, I just thought we'd all have the same gauge of things and clearly we fucking don't.
No, well, they're probably just going through a journey of life. We weren't
journey
always
of life.
Like that.
Well, anyway, what I was saying about icks is I don't get icked out by people doing regular everyday things, whereas young ones do. Do you know the way people be saying, like, thinking about fellas, like, looking for change to pay for something and all, and I'm like, what is wrong? That is a regular human
no, you definitely have to have some sort of an ick, Carly.
But not a weird one like that.
Yeah, no.
Do you just have weird icks? Like, no. Do you think about a fella and be like...
I don't think I'd be able to say it because I think we've got some...
No. Oh no, that's all right.
No, it's not. Like, what? It's just stinky people in general. That's not an ick. It just pisses me off.
But
watch
I
yourself.
Think being unhygienic.
But then also, it's different because if they're going through something mentally, it's like they just don't have it in them. So I don't want to say that. You get me?
I get you on that part, but I'm gonna say it. I think unless you are going through a hard time, because I understand that like that is a symptom of things. But if you're just a lazy person and you're going around pinging all the time, I think being unhygienic is the height of rudeness.
Yeah, height of rudeness. And let me tell you something. You'd want to keep washing yourself once or twice a day. because if you don't, you won't be able to afford deodorant. €8 a can.
€8. And people
are €2 special in Booth anymore?
Sean, people are going around ripe as it is. Like, people do be honking.
Honking.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, no, there's no hope now of cans of deodorant at €8. People would love that as an excuse. And there is people that are happily smelly in life, Sean. And there is. Yeah, and like they the know hippies. They're sinking and they take pride in it. Like when I'm in that gym, I'm like, you have to smell yourself. No. I don't care what anyone says. And you know what? If you're paying for the gym membership, there is showers downstairs and there's free soap. So if you could just take yourself down and just please have a wash. My eyes watering on the treadmill and all, Sean, it shouldn't be happening.
Oh no, it's like that on the basketball court as well. I'm like stinky.
But in fairness, like that's, and do you ever get when you go into like them gyms, like say for like a boxing gym or like an MMA gym? Or,
yeah, but like that's
it's
different.
In the floors and in the
after
walls.
That,
now.
It's different.
Yeah.
Like after a training session, because it's just a big load of men punching the head off each other. So
you know what I mean? But it's in the floors and the walls and all. But not in a gym where there is facilitated showers. Like, lads, please, will you just wash a girl? Just try a little minute.
A little minute.
But that would, no, that'd be a nick for me. Just hygiene in general, because I understand people, again, we know people have circumstances. We're not being evil. Oh no, smelly breath
gets me. I'm sorry.
Do you ever get when someone's talking to you and the smell of their breath actually throws you off?
My nose has been like Voldemort, gone, melted into my face.
Like where you actually lose what you're talking about because someone's breath step at.
Yeah, yeah. And like my ADHD is bad as it is, so it's completely gone then.
Oh my God, it really does break my heart. It's
Ian,
just...
what's your ick or your red flag? Tell us now, Ian.
What's a deal breaker for you where you're like, do you know what? I don't care if you're Beyonce, fuck off.
100%.
Yeah, that is 100%. A no-brainer for me. That is unbelievable. Oh my God, my friend there.
Yeah.
My friend went on a date recently, right? And she was like, Carly, it was horrific. And I was like, what happened to you? So this fella brought her out.
Does she know you're telling the story?
I hope. No, she doesn't know I'm telling this story, but I'm not going to say names and I won't make it very obvious. So she went on a date with this fella and he was real good looking and all. And she was like, I wonder why he's single. Like, he's very decent looking and all. And like, he seemed to have a bit of money and he looked well. So she went on a date with this fella, right? And he sits her down and he's like, do you like this place that I'm after? I pick it out for you, babe. Do you like it? And she was like, excuse me? And he was like, yeah, do nothing but the best for me, little princess and all. And I was like, sorry, excuse me. Talking to the waiters now, clicking his fingers at them to come over. Clicking his fingers at them.
That's a brain ambassador.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry.
Now, tell them what you really feel, Sean.
It's a milk protein coffee.
That's
the
what
25G
it is.
Of protein has gone to my eyeball.
But yeah, brain dead. Clicking the fingers as somebody to come over and take the order, like. And then after she's like, do you know what? You're just not really for me. Why? Oh. I don't see why I wouldn't be for you. You're me little princess.
Me getting called baby. Baby, come
baby,
here.
Baby, baby. And you're like, oh, mammy. No, oh. Me mammy. Like,
no, literally.
Gas. No, sorry. So, my ick or red flag. We go back to it. An ick or a red flag for me now is someone acting the 14-year-old. So, see, right, if you're texting someone, right, and say if I don't write back for 4 hours.
Oh,
then they go ahead and don't write back for four hours.
Yeah, yeah,
like real kiddie shit like that, because I genuinely didn't write back to you because I was busy. And now I'm writing back to you because I have a chance. But don't wait 4 hours to try and spite me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like that fucking
winds
me up.
What if they're busy down for 4 hours?
But an awful lot of the time it's not that way, is it? So, especially not after posting on their story all the time and you're like, why are you being a child? Like, don't do that. I feel like as you get older, like these things start to get really silly to you. Or like somebody saying they like you so much and they're all into you and all the whole lot, and then there's no effort made. But then they're so taken aback when you're like
one or two men that have brought me out before, and I had an 8-week transformation because I went through a mental breakdown because you gave me all green flags until the red flag came along.
Do you know what I mean? Like people that are all in, and then all of a sudden they're not, and then you say, do you know what, this isn't for me anymore. Why?
Yeah. But no, they said that.
Because you are the sun, moon and stars woman, eh? And then the next, you are fucking dipping your foot in and dipping your foot out.
Not looking for anyone. And then they get in a relationship the following week. Then my jeans never fit me, so I went to gym. So fuck this. Oh, God.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But no, I don't know. It's like stuff that I would have overlooked before when I was younger. Now I'm looking at it and I'm like, I am not entertaining your shite. Like, I just haven't got time.
So you're texting someone? Or were you texting someone? Is this where you're getting at? Because I feel like you are. So tell me a bit about that.
Do you know what I said? Do you remember I said like a little while ago, I was like, maybe I'd be ready to kind of like give people a go. Like, maybe I've been talking to a few people.
When you say give people a go, I just keep picturing you getting spun around the room somewhere.
I wish I was getting spun around the room somewhere, Sean. If that was the case,
taking out of you.
Do you know what? If women weren't judged the way they do be, I'd probably be at it myself now, but so many people from my past keep coming back in. Like, recently. Oh my God, they're rife.
Yeah, that is spooky, actually.
They're fucking rife. Somebody that I was seeing 9 years ago got on to me the other day, and they were like, oh, I remember. I was like, sorry, are you okay? Are you lost? You are 9 years too late. Like, whatever about, like, a couple of months, a couple of weeks.
You 9 years ago. I'd say you are a little cunt to be with. I'd say you're a little demon. I'd say because you are a stubborn little bitch, but I can only imagine you being a skip back then.
I was chronic up until a couple of years ago.
No, I know. That's why I'm saying it to you.
But I was crazy.
So maybe he knows that you're calmed down. He's like, hey, I'd like to give it a go again, please.
I actually really liked you. For €2,
you can win a date with Carly.
No, I was chronic. And then if someone used to annoy me, I'd just go off that friend then on purpose.
Oh, that's a whore. Yeah. Or a slut, as I was called.
You look like a slut.
Oh, shut down.
Yeah, I would have just done things to spite people back in the day. And now I'm very calm. Very, very calm. I have discovered I'm a very loving human being, Sean.
Yeah.
Why'd you giggle?
100% is what I was going to say.
Why did you laugh at me?
No, because that's a bit of crack, really, isn't it?
It's a bit of crack that I'm loving.
Yeah.
I'm very loving.
To who? Other than me and several other people.
No, you know what? But I mean, even as a friend, like, I'm actually realising how soft I am lately. And I know I always say that joking, but I actually am very, very soft. So I need, when someone comes near me, to be very soft and very sweet.
Needy of her because...
No, that's one thing I don't want. Like, see people that don't let you go to the toilet on your own and freak the fuck out of me. Like, leave me alone because I like
Where am
my
I going
space.
After this?
I like.
Can I come? Can I come? Yeah, not as much.
I like my own space, Sean. All right. Mm. And I really think I need to be in a mature relationship the next time. And you know what? Chantel Reid was on the phone laughing at me today. She said, did you just say you'd like to meet a nice boy? Sean, I think I want to meet a nice boy.
When is this going to happen? Like, are you going to put yourself out there?
Well, the spooky lady said.
Spooky lady. When did you go see her?
I went to see her. I think it's 2 weeks ago now. So I went to see Gabby, I love you so much. Please stop spooking the life out of me. But I went to her and she was like, there's someone around you at the minute. Like, you do realise, you know, you like the person that you're going to be with, like, you know them. And she's like, do you have an idea of anyone? And I was like, no, not a hope. Like, I've no fucking clue. There's nobody around me now that's prevalent or that I even fancy that I could say, ah, yeah, like, I know who it is. Nobody, right? And she's like, well, you'll be took by surprise anyway. But this is the person, like, you're going to end up with and all. And I was like, no, girl, you've lost me. Like, I don't have anybody. And she said, Carly, you're going to be so surprised by the person.
Sorry, my ADHD just looked at a bottle of it here and I wanted a drink. Did you just say that you were going to be with someone?
She said that the person, like, my person, like, the person that I'm going to end up with, I know them. Sean, who am I going to end up with? Tell me now. I don't fancy anybody that we know. I'm trying to think right at my head's rack. Is there anybody that I even slightly fancy? And there's just not.
Is it that fella they always share? What's his name? Shani something? Is he single?
Shani, mind yourself.
No, is he? Because no. He always writes poems and all, and I'm like, he's always tagging you.
Shani that does the yoga, actually. So that all came about. Everybody at the shelters, there was a rumour going around that me and Shani was sleeping with each other.
Because you slut.
Because you look like a slut. No, there was a rumour going around that me and him was riding. Yeah, so he was like, fuck it, come on, we take the bleeding wheels on this and we go with it. So we just wound everybody up, and then everybody just kept on going around saying that we were with each other. So we were like, yeah, fair enough. But then we actually realised we were cock blocking each other, because there was people that fancied us that thought we were actually together.
Oh, so you know people that fancy you?
I know people that have actively told me that they fancied me. I don't fancy anybody at the minute.
Okay.
She told me that the person that I'm going to be with is around me right now. And I'm feral at the minute, Sean. Look at the way I carry on disgraceful on Instagram now. The way I go around in states all the time, the words that come out of my mouth to carry on a mate, like, I'm disgusting.
Yeah,
so
look,
my future husband is around me now. I'm sorry. And oh, yeah. I am sorry.
Don't be sorry for who you are, baby. You taught me that.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Very, very from the heart, that was. But yeah, so imagine the two of us knew me future fella.
No, because you won't be getting a look in. I'd be like, Carly, you ready? I'd be at your door every single...
Well, never want to see me any other day, so that's mad.
I'm very busy.
Very busy.
Very
you
tired.
Won't be busy when I get a fella, though, because you'll be like, she's my friend.
Yeah, 110%. I'm back in the gym now, Carly, so I'm very tired. I'm very busy.
Very tired, very busy. How are you getting on the new gym and your brother's new gym?
Lads, my brother opened a new gym. Well, he opened up his
plug
first
it,
gym.
Plug it, plug the bitch.
Plug it. It's Blessington Fitness Hub, and it is obviously up in Blessington, miles away. Lovely scenic route. It's small, it's intimate, but it's a goal of his. So it's great to see him open it, because he's wanted to do it for years. So watch his transformation, because he's always wanted to get me in the gym, and it only ever really happened. You know, like if you're going to gym, like work would never really work, because it'd be like, oh, I'm off at this time, and I was like, oh, I'm not going. So to
you
have
bollocks after work
full
so,
attention
yeah.
now, one yeah. to one, it's great. So see me little ditties and all coming into a bit, must have let me six pack coming back and all after two sessions. So we watched this
after
stage.
Two sessions.
So Blessington Fitness Hub.
I find that people get the best transformation sometimes out of them smaller intimate gyms, because they're more confident to train than they would be in a big huge kind of place.
Yeah,
no, like where I go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it would be. And look at me. So to have him with me in his own gym, and to see how intelligent he is and knowing every single part of the body and every bit of muscle and what'll work what, because my ankle's fucked and my shoulders are fucked from basketball, and I obviously don't stretch from
yeah and you would
anything.
Never ask for help in the gym.
I wouldn't know. So like I was doing a thing and my back was traveling, and he's like, no, it's pretty sure. Like it's, he's like, it's under your arse. He's like, your back shouldn't be killing you. So we done stretches and all, and he's like, this will be like a rehab for you. He's yeah. like, we'll get you back to normal. And I'm doing hell and back as well.
Oh,
hell, I'm back. So I have to get prepped for that, because it's 10th of June or something. So
do you feel more comfortable with your brother training now?
Oh, 110%. Yeah. yeah. And look, because it's only open now, obviously it's just kind of me and him, and now like the odd person that's popping in.
Yeah.
So I just feel like I'm literally just with him, and I have me music connected yeah. to the speaker. So.
And come here, is it frustrating you when he corrects your form or anything? Like, no, I'm happy to
I kind of know like what my form kind of has to be like when I do read the machines from being with him and yeah. know it kind of.
Yeah.
But he kind of taught me like, this is where it should work here and there. But sometimes when like I'm doing chest, I'm like, I don't feel that in my chest. I'm feeling it in my bleeding toe. And he's like, something wrong with you. But it does be
so
working.
He'll correct it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's grand. But it's great to see him open up. Deadly.
And see, this is why them gyms are much better as well, because when you go to a big commercial gym like me and fucking fly
it.
Sean, I swear to God, Lindsay Kane has videos of me, right? Do you know when you're sitting waiting to use a machine and someone's on it? Lindsay has videos of me growling at people and I'll sitting in this screamers. We're in the gym the other night, right? And there's this little gang of men, right? They're so cute. They're little posh shovelers and they're just adorable. And they always say hello when we're in. They're really, really sweet. And I was sitting waiting to use the fucking lap pull down, and this cunt was on it.
Oh, that's a third one.
Third yes! one this week. Ding,
and
ding,
it's
ding.
Still gonna get
and
beat
you know what?
Out.
I'm delighted that it's him that got it, because he's a pig of a thing. On the lap pull down for 40 minutes on, and do you know what he was doing? Getting up between doing a set and walking around for 3 minutes, I'd say, in circles, flexing on his own and all, taking his phone out, texting. And then someone would walk near the machine and he'd be like, sorry.
Static.
40 minutes. And these lads were looking at me, and do you know, I was looking at them, and they were like, what the fuck is going on here? I looked up at Lindsay, because obviously she's the manager. I said, Carly, I can't tell him to take it off. I was waiting on the seated row, but like the weighted one. This little young fella with three of his friends, and he puts the elbow back and kicks the leg up. I said, sorry, excuse me, how many sets have you got left? I let a roar at him across the gym, and I didn't care. I was like Karen shouting at him. I was like, how long have you left now? And the young fella, I'd say, he was looking at me, he giggled at me, and he was like, two sets.
Oh.
I was like, I'll pull your little pea head off your shoulders now in a minute if you don't get up off that machine.
Okay, I want to know, because obviously you are a skit when you scream and you look like you'd punch the head off someone, which you would. So you're standing in the middle of a gym screaming at three boys, not known because you want to go into this set. So when he said two more sets, did you just stand there looking at them?
I just growled at him. I was like, get good.
No, but did you just stand there looking at them then waiting for the two sets to be done? Or did
I
you
sat
go
with my knees
else?
Up around my neck growling. Oh. And I waited to do my sets.
You wouldn't get that in Blessington Fitness.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. A lovely smile into my gym. And Fly Fit is like the fucking Hunger Games. You'd be elbowing people out of the way trying to get in a machine.
Awful.
If you go up there after 4 o'clock, it's game over. Curtains, shutters down. Everything's over because there is 9 million people waiting on the squat rack. There's no way I'm training.
I remember the time we were up there for like, what was it, one or two? Maybe three. But I was like to Lindsay, because you were like, I'm on the way. Shocked. She told me she'd be there for one time and never arrived at that time. Because something else happened. Anywho, stubborn hole there came in and I was like to Lindsay, is it busy? And she's like, no, not one bit. I walked in and I was like, there's like two machines free. She's like, oh, this is empty for what it normally is. I said, no, fuck that. How could you even be motivated to do that waiting for someone else to like come on?
And
now,
I put you in the screamers then when you're in a loop, right? And you're going and you're like, right, I do ask people how many sets. I never used to, and see what that gym knows at the sending me gaga. I'd be up on top of people and I'm like, sorry, how much longer?
Like that man in Tesco up on top and you're breathing down your neck, yeah, maybe, was like it? That. Yeah, Dan, I'm going to keep bringing it back to that. All right.
Why are you, so you're standing up for that man. You're shipping that man. And I'm like, I'm your friend. You should be
because
standing up for me.
Because you're eating awards, that's why.
Oh my, you have it out for me today.
It's that coffee's gone to me. Eyeball.
I think that's
it
what it is. Being you're very violent
it's
towards
25
me.
25 grams of protein.
Protein. Yeah, are you in the gym? So lads, we're going into sex stories now. I know, we didn't know whether to do the sex stories or not because Sean took us off the smokes with his sex story. But listen, we said we'll have to keep it in and keep it lighthearted. Listen, Asher Andy wasn't going in this week. It's not an emotional episode,
it's
guys,
not.
Okay? It's just not. So we're going straight into sex stories here. We've decided that I'm going to read them out to Sean because Sean tends to read them and then he doesn't listen to what he's saying.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it this way.
100%. Go ahead, Carly.
You're a cunt.
Right, go for it.
So when I was in my early 20s, I cheated on my boyfriend with a lad he used to hang around. Oh, girl. It only happened once and we kept it to ourselves. Karma came back to bite me because the prick gave me chlamydia, the clap. I had to wait another 2 weeks to have sex with my actual fella to let the antibiotics run their course. Taught me to never cheat again.
Oh. I had to before.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
how did you figure it out? You don't really get
because
symptoms.
Because the person that gave me that told me. And this is when I was young and this is the married man and this is how this all happened, so.
Do you know that I kind of sort of slightly admire people that do tell people that they've given them some?
Well, like it's just, you take 2 weeks. It's like saying you have a cold and you have to take a week and antibiotics, it's gone. Know what I mean?
Yeah, but what about if you got the herp and you had to tell someone?
No, I do know someone that had the herp.
So do I know someone? No, well that has because it never goes away.
Oh no. But yeah, so back to this one.
But no, I did. Right, first of all, I do kind of admire people for telling people if they do have any sort of STI because that's how serious. You know, if chlamydia goes untreated.
I was 18, it was 10 years ago, so it doesn't really count, so go on.
But that can make it infertile. If for women, especially if you end up with chlamydia, and because there's rare symptoms of chlamydia, like it's rare that it comes out in women, if they have it for a long time, it can make it infertile.
Brilliant.
So it's very, very important, kids, that if you're sleeping with anybody and you give them an STI, it's a difficult conversation, but it's very important to tell them.
And there you go.
And that's from your auntie.
And
we
won't
slipped
be
her in for a minute.
Anyone a baby because I'm a bottom. So there you go.
There you go. No, but you can still give someone a fucking STI.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not anymore because I'm very single and not doing anything.
Very single. After the XXL he's done. So,
Ian, let me tell you something. And don't, no, let me tell you something sitting on your high horse over there, all right? Show your boxy mouth.
So anyway, so how does that work? You ripped your fella off with his best mate. Well, one of his best mates, what he palled around with.
He used to hang around with.
Sean,
he doesn't anymore.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. If I was up on me fella's friend, I couldn't sleep. Imagine walking into a party.
Could you not? No.
No. Mm. Can I ask you, have you ever cheated on someone? And be honest.
No, never.
Never,
never,
ever.
No,
have you ever?
Really, I was texting someone before, but no.
Have you ever been seeing someone and been onto someone that you thought they wouldn't be happy with you for being onto?
No, I was seeing someone before and I was catfishing Grindr.
Right.
And he took the screenshot of it and was like, because one of his friends knew I was seeing him, but I think I had a few thousand followers at this stage.
Right.
And he sent it to me. He's like, can't believe this after all these dates and all. I was like, I'm not even on Grindr, you nutjob. I was like, I am very much a psychopath. I want to be loved. Yeah. And he was like, no, no. So he was just done with that. So he just assumed I was cheating. And then that was it. And now he is very high up in the hotel places and he has a lovely house and lovely car and has a lovely boyfriend now that cooks him dinner every day. So cheers for that, whoever catfished me. Hope you got what you wanted, you prick.
Oh my God.
I know.
But that was the way his story was supposed to go.
That fella was lovely. That fella was lovely.
But he wasn't for you.
He wasn't for me.
Whatever is for you is for you, baby. Don't be worrying. Your man is coming.
No, yours is apparently because Spooky Yuki told you.
What are we going to do?
I'm gone running. Bye.
Right. So I've never cheated. I wouldn't have the ball to cheat. Now, don't get me wrong. I was in relationships.
When you're in a relationship, you go so deep. But you're very much connected.
I am
And you
needy.
Also go missing from everyone, but you're not going to do that ever again.
Oh, you are bringing up my trauma.
Yeah, but it's okay. You won't go missing again.
No, well, yeah. Don't get me wrong. There was times when I was in a relationship and I was like, do you know what? I'd love to have the bottle because I hate you.
Oh.
Yeah, 100%.
Why don't you just leave him?
What?
Why don't you just leave him?
Because I'm very bad at leaving people. I'm very bad at being the one to step out, and I always criticise people for it, and it's actually a very hypocritical thing. I think I'd be better at it now because I'm older, but back then oh my God, Sean, I was with people that I fucking despised.
Yeah.
And I just said, I don't know why I didn't
go. It was
easier
for you to say it and say the goodbye thing.
Well, I probably did try and leave people and it just didn't work.
Oh,
I was riding a one night stand and full on pissed the bed in the middle of sex. I didn't know what to do, so I just told him that he made me squirt.
Oh yeah, that's like one of my friends.
The fella doesn't know he got the golden shower of his lifetime. I'm dead.
My friend does that all the time.
What do you mean and does you know it all the time? Ways on purpose.
No, basic. Yeah. And she doesn't listen to it either because she's a bitch. So basically,
What do you mean?
Golden showers, golden showers all the time.
Yeah. Well, do
and
you
they
mean?
Think that she's like, oh, she's a squirt. No, she's pissing on you. She is pissing on you. She's urinating on your skin and you think, oh, she's a goer. Yeah, she's definitely going from her bladder all the way down to your leg. Get the fuck.
Do you know it's very hard to differentiate between the two when you're a girl? Sean, it is. No, I'm not being
Why
funny.
Have you done it then?
Do you not remember the whole, I don't know if I weed or I came? It's actually, this is a real thing for women. And there's an awful lot of fellas that I'm friends with that I'd say they don't believe in women coming. They just believe in them pissing on you. But I swear to God, right? But I will never forget, and a man, so sorry for this, and I'm not going to say where and when and why, but the first time that it ever happened to me, that someone made me...
Say it.
No, you know,
say it
no,
to me
you're
and
not.
I'll say it.
No, you made me...
Come. See you, Wow. May that go dip.
I'm so sorry.
May their eyes are on the back of our head.
So I remember the first time that happened to me and I was like, oh my God, I'm at the pissing. I was like, I'm at the going away on this man. I'm at the doing away on a man. I'm at the doing away on a man. And it wasn't, it was
away.
And it wasn't away. It was a lovely way.
Oh God, all right, you're getting real uncomfortable
God,
sitting
my
there.
My face is horrible. No, but I swear to God, like, I don't think people realise how much that happens to girls and how much fellas think that they're king because
no,
girls
that happens
are
to us as well sometimes, Ian, doesn't it? I've never fucking pissed. No, but sometimes it feels like you're, don't want me with your headphones on sitting on that chair, all right? Let me tell you again, it does feel like that sometimes. Sometimes, like, oh, do I have to go to the toilet? Sometimes I do have to go to the toilet.
Do you know the amount of fellas, the amount of my friends, right? I've gotten it with two
Dancing
people.
Nuts.
No, I've gotten it with two people, right? To ask, could they? And I was like, are you on fucking heroin?
Oh.
Do you, no, heroin. To think that you are going to do, way on me. What? Fellas get such a fucking thing out of pissing on people. And there's friends of mine that like getting pissed on.
No, this is really going west.
I know, it's going a little bit west. But
you
yeah.
pissed on. So. No, we're never going to get a sponsor. Oh, God.
Listen, I think there's worse things talked about in life, to
no,
be honest.
There really
with you.
Is.
But no, so there you go. So it's actually quite a common thing. And that's what you get.
And that's what you get.
And that's what you get.
And Carly's mad, if you didn't hear it, she came. I'm only joking.
No, do you know what? Leave that in, because I'm going to let Sharon know.
And look, Sharon knows all about me now. Yeah. And the both of our mouths are, oh, they're going to have to meet
We're
up.
We're like two animals. Do you got any counselling after this?
No, they are. Love yous.
Oh my God, lads, I'm going to leave you some number for Insight Matters on Capel Street. Yous can go together. for a double session after this. We are so sorry.
And we're going to go home now because that's the end of the podcast. So
before we ruin any more of your lives, thank you so much.
Merci, merci.
Merci, merci.
Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.